Blog Talk Radio.
For people who are looking for an escape and solutions for life's most challenging moments, this is Denise Center Ministries.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Denise Center Brown, and you're listening to Denise Center Ministries, and I'm so excited to be able to be on a radio talking to you. It has been a moment, yes, it has, but I am here teaching you how to become self-motivated. Did you know you cannot depend on others to make you motivated? If you were to do that, you would be lost, and you would be a whole lot behind, and you will find that it will become too hard for you to succeed because most times people around you have a hard time being motivated themselves. So first of all, what is motivation? What do we mean when we say be motivated? Motivation is an energy. It's something inside of you that causes you to propel forward. It's an energy that God has given you to allow you to become more than what you thought you can achieve. In other words, let's say if you had a dream to become this hero, and you know how we do it on how they do it on the cartoons. Before the hero become a hero, he puts his cape on, and then he becomes that hero to everyone else. And it's not for himself, but it's for others. So I want you to imagine putting on your motivation cape. Put that superhero cape on and become someone to others that they desire because you have the energy that they need. Becoming self-motivated means you have to look for tools around you in order to begin your work or your process. First of all, look in front of you. See what's in front of you. See what God has given you in order for you to begin to start a new project or start your success or begin a new business or whatever it may be. So, for instance, let's say you're getting ready to cook a meal and you want to have this meal prepared for your family. Well, first of all, before you go to the grocery store, you should look into your cupboard to see what you already have. See the ingredients you have. So you have salt, you have pepper, you already may have the seasoning, but you lack the chicken or the main course. So now you know what you need when you go to the grocery store. Going to the grocery store blindfolded will cause you to buy things that you may already have. Or it may even cause you to buy things that you don't need. That's why it's always important to look in front of you. Look at what you already have in order to be motivated or in order to create something new. Creating something new can become very fearful. It can become stressful because you don't know the unknown, or it may be something you've never tried to do before, and now you find yourself in a situation where you don't know if you're going to fail or win. Well, I want to teach you how to win. And when you get first win under your belt, you get a second one, a third one, a fourth one, and a fifth one, and it motivates you to propel you even higher and further. But that's because you know how to look at what's in front of you. I want you to become like, you ever seen a horse that had blinders on? They put the blinders on him so he can't look from side to side. They want the horse to only focus on what's in front of him. So I want you to put some spiritual blinders on. I want you to look at what's in front of you. Stop looking at others. Stop looking at your neighbors. Stop looking at what you see and they do. In fact, I want you to just stay off of social media for a change. Don't look at what they're posting. I want you to see what you have in front of you and begin to pull your ingredients in. So let's say you have your laptop, you have the internet, you have a phone, you have resources, you have a book. That's one of your resources. So begin there. Begin to create your resources and start building from there. When I started my ministry over 20 years ago, I didn't have someone to propel me off of a stage or to introduce me to nations and tell everyone that I'm going to be this person or people are going to know me worldwide. I had to start from ground zero, which meant I had nothing. Ground zero means zero. I literally had nothing. I had to start from the very bottom. I opened up a small, tiny office, and I began to get all the tools that I had in front of me to start Dyna Ministries. And Dyna Ministries was a ministry that was for the lost and the forgotten. We still use that ministry even on today. And that was a starting point for me to pull in all the resources I needed. I began to look for help in others. And this is kind of a mistake that I've made because I thought others had the tools that I needed when, in fact, I had my own tools. So be very careful about pulling in too many people in to help you. Pulling in too many people to help you will cause strife. It will cause bickering, and some jealousy will even come up in your group if you're not careful with the ones you chose. And I did that. I chose 12 people, which was 12 way too many, when in fact all I needed was maybe one or two. And I got all these people together, and I shared my vision. I was so passionate about it. I thought they would have the same passion. I thought that they would have the same outlook that I had, and I just knew that they were all for my good intent, and they wanted to move the ministry as hard as I wanted to. But no, that didn't turn out that way. What happened was some of them became jealous of my work. Some of them became bickering and started fault-finding, and it became a mess to the point where I had to disengage and just tear it all down and start over from scratch. So I'm telling you now, you don't need 12 people. You only need one or two to touch and agree with you. You need that prayer partner to touch and agree with you. You also need someone who may have eyes that you don't have, someone who may have been where you're trying to go, and ask them what mistakes that they may have made. What are the things they may have done that you would want to feed from so you won't repeat those mistakes? It would be terrible to reinvent a wheel of mistakes when it's not even necessary. It's not necessary to reinvent a wheel of mistakes when someone has already been there, done that. So listen to them, and they will give you the valuable lessons and valuable tools on what to avoid and what to look out for. So in the beginning stages, as you begin doing your research, begin to write things down. I have a book called Write the Vision and Make it Plain. I wrote everything down, and to this day, it has all come to pass. When you write things down, 99% of the time it will happen versus you just saying it and you not doing anything to make it happen. Writing things down causes your memory to recollect, and your memory, your mind remembers what you wrote, and it kind of puts an, it implants something in your heart, especially if you're passionate about it, and it reminds you about what you want to do or what you want to get done. So when you begin to write those goals down, write those tools down, begin to see the small goal. I don't want you to look too far ahead. Looking too far ahead will cause you to stumble, and then it will cause you to become unmotivated because now you're looking at the far ahead, you're looking at a goal that's too far, it's just not approachable because you have to first catch the ABCs. You have to do the first level. And if you skip from A to Z and forget about B, C, D, E, F, G, and on, you're going to forget the foundation, and you're not going to have that sustenance to make it sustainable and that it will stand for others and become a foundation that's sustainable. When I build something, I want it to become something that will outlast me, and that's what you should keep in mind. You want it to outlast you. Make sure that whatever you do outlasts you by building that foundation of sustenance, things that are that others can grab from, that others can learn from, that others that can become motivated from. And then you begin to build those tools on top of that foundation. And then you become something that you never thought you dreamed of. I never thought that I'd be on national TV. And I've come to the point in my ministry where I don't have to look for outlets. They're coming to me because they've seen the work that I've done over the years. They've seen the success over the years. So now networks and stations are coming to me asking me to come on their radio station. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Alpha and Omega. We're on the Now Network. So many other tools and outlets we're on as well, like Blog Talk Radio, which was my very beginning, my first start. And I used to love the station. I still love it today. But I remember when I first started it, I was so gung-ho about it. And I did it every Friday with a team, and I was so passionate about it that as those who I chose to be on my team, some of them just fell off. Some of them just walked away, and some of them I just let go. But you know what? I had to keep moving forward because I saw there was a need for people to be motivated. There was a need for people to get what I had to offer. Now, some people say they don't know what they have to offer. First of all, by looking at what's in front of you, that tells you what you have to offer. If you have salt, then you have salt for someone else. You're the salt of the earth is what the word says. So let's go to an ingredient. If someone's coming to you and they want to make something and they don't have that ingredient, but you have the salt that they need, then you're required to give them that salt. Now, becoming selfish and hoarding it and not sharing, that will cause you to be at a stumbling block where you won't get far at all. Those who hoard things to themselves or don't give to others or refuse to allow others to feed from them will become stagnant, and you'll become a has-been. A has-been is a person who's been there, done that, but now they're non-existent. Nobody wants anything to do with them. They're done with them. That's it. That's over, because their work wasn't sustainable enough for others to be able to reap from. I want to create something that people will look at and say, you know what? I want to do that. I want to do what she does. I want to be like what she did. I want to, and then to the place where they're so motivated, where something kicks in and their energy arrives inside of them. And that's one of the first things I mentioned earlier was about energy. You have to have energy in order to be motivated. Being motivated without energy, oh, my God, it's horrible. It's like moving around at a slow pace, dragging your feet, and slurring your voice, and you're just tired, and your shoulders are slumped over, and you're just tired, and you just don't want to do this. You know you got to do it, but you don't feel like doing it, so now you're going to do it grudgingly. But I don't want you to do things grudgingly. I want you to do things with a happy spirit, with a way of saying, you know what, I'm going to achieve this. I'm going to achieve this with happiness. I'm going to achieve this because I have people depending on me. That's another way of staying motivated, is knowing that people are depending on you. If you don't have anyone to depend on you rather, then why be motivated? I have a lot of people depending on Denise Center Ministry, so I have to stay motivated. I have to keep the work moving. I have to keep the ministry moving forward. If I fail, they will fail. So it's so important for me to stay focused. That's another way of being self-motivated, is staying focused. So now that you have the energy, now you have to focus. Focus that energy and put it in the right place at the right time, and move that energy to a place where you know that whatever requires your energy is going to become successful. Why put your energy in dead things? Don't waste your energy on things you know that's not going anywhere. Don't put your energy in all your hopes and dreams and stuff that you know good and well God didn't call you to. Rather, put your energy and your hopes and your dreams and the things that he called you to, and I guarantee you that will motivate you enough. I have been in this ministry for over 20 years now. Over 25 years. And I have seen so much come and go. But what I've seen the most was how the motivation God instilled inside of me became something that was supernatural. It's a supernatural feeling that you get when God's on your side and he pushes you and nobody else. There's a wind that pushes you and propels you to get out the bed, to look at your website, to start looking at your prayer requests, to pray for others if God calls you to do that, to be able to keep up with your social media pages. All that requires energy. And if God didn't call me to do this, I wouldn't have the energy to do it. And you know what? I'm so glad he gave me that energy and I channeled it to what he called me to do, because that's why I have become successful today. Now, am I where I want to be? No, absolutely not. I don't think anybody in their success is where they want to be. We always have goals that we want to achieve or to attain that are far more than where we are right now. But the fact is that you even have the energy to get to A to B is awesome. The fact that you even have resources, that's another part of being motivated, is to get your resources together. Without resources, it's hard to be motivated because you don't have what you need. Resources mean reading books. It means listening to other people's podcasts or listening or looking at other people's radio stations or TV shows. It means looking at what they're doing and perhaps getting some ideas from others. It's okay to get ideas as long as you're not copying. Never copy someone else, because when you copy them and you're trying to copy their success, you're going to copy their mistakes as well. So it's very, very, very important to know that you are not copying the mistakes of others, but rather you're just getting ideas from them. Maybe you like their color scheme. Maybe you like the way their website is built. Maybe you like the way their social media pages are put together. Things like that is okay. But to simply copy and mimic word for word what someone else is doing is dangerous and will cause you a downfall. So to stay self-motivated is to look in front of you, see what you have already. It's also to be self, to have that energy and channel that energy toward the things God has called you to do. And it's also to get those resources together. And that, my dear friends, will teach you how to become self-motivated. Self-motivation can be hard when you don't have people around you to push you. And that's another thing I want to talk about, because you cannot depend on others to motivate you. People are hard and they're fickle to be around sometimes, especially if you have someone who has low energy or who's constantly bickering or complaining, have a complaining spirit. You need that far away from you, because that person will cause a hindrance or a stumbling block. You need someone who can help build. My husband is a builder, and he helps build my dreams and aspirations, and he motivates me to the place where I have to do this. He put together my whole studio. So when he did that, it motivated me, because I saw the hard work he put into getting this together so that I can have the resources that I need to get my podcast and my radio shows together. So that gave me the energy to do and push forward to get these things done, because I saw what he had done. His energy fed on my energy, and our energy together created a beautiful ministry. So make sure you get someone on your side who has that passion that you have and want to see you to succeed to the place where they want you to be so successful that they do all they can to pour their energy and pour their creativity and their ideas into your dreams. There's nothing like having someone on your side that pushes you to your dreams. I encourage you to find that person. I encourage you to look to the east and the west, the far and the near. Look hard. Find that one person together, and become that one unit that you need to succeed, not for you, but for others. And once God sees that your heart is in it for others and for his people, he will back you up. And there's nothing like being backed up with God. God's backing up can't be compared to man's backing up. No. God will propel and push you so far that you'll look back and be like, wow, how did I get here? How in the world did I get to this place right here? What happened? And you know what? It's because God saw your passion, he saw your love, and he saw you were for others and not for yourself. That's right. Your self-motivation is for others. And it's also to keep you to the place where you know what you are called to do. All right. And my time is up. I hope you are motivated. I hope you are able to be sustained and listen to this broadcast and be encouraged and know this. There is a God on your side. Call on him right now. Call on the angels and ask God to show you who your next person is, to be in your circle. Ask him to show you where it is you are to go in his field, because the work is plentiful. God needs you. He needs the workers, and he needs them now. So go ahead, you guys. Go and get your pens out, get your paper, and begin to write down those dreams and aspirations, and get all your resources together. Stay motivated, and remember this: God won't put no more on you than you can bear. You know why? Because you are motivated. That's right. And I gotta go. God bless you. Have a good one. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.